to have breakfast. You might have eggs and bacon and what?
Toast.
You might have
biscuits.
Did you ever have anything else? A corn product?
A cornbread? Not for breakfast.
A corn product.
A corn product.
Coarsely ground, you know.
Oh, well, let's see. Grits are not. Is grits from corn? Yeah, I guess it is. I never had thought about that. Though it's like Topsy, it just grew.
Well, what about like the whole kernels, you know, corn? You know what I'm talking about?
Hominy.
You ever have that?
Yes.
And, what's the stuff?
But let me say this. Now, here we say hominy grits. We don't say corn. I never thought about corn having anything to do with grits. Now that shows how you can go a long while without learning very much.
Well, what's the stuff like you have if you're having fried chicken? You might have what and gravy?
Potatoes, cream potatoes and gravy.
Or the university in Houston.
Rice. Sure.
Right. Well, did people around here ever make, you know, whiskey, like, you know, out in the country, I guess, still?
No, my parents did, made beer when I was a little girl, but I've never seen a still, and don't really, there's bootlegging going on here, but I don't think they really make it themselves in most cases. They buy it illegally and
sell it illegally. What are some names, like, for homebrewed whiskey?
Moonshine or homebrew.
What about just cheap whiskey?
Right, good.
Well, have you ever heard of Sploo?
Sploo, no.
A Sploo? Well, what about, does it make any difference, like, homebrew? Would you call it homebrew if it was something that, you know, made under real unsanitary conditions somewhere, not good quality, you know, for sale illegally?
Well... have I said rot gut?
Rot gut could be legal or illegal.
I think so, if it wasn't very good stuff.
And you know, if you crushed like cane and you boil the juice, you make what?
Syrup.
Anything else?
Cane? No. Well, I don't know how you make sorghum or molasses.
Now molasses, what's that like?
Well, to me, it's all like syrup, thick, sweet.
So you say molasses?
Like molasses syrup, yeah.
So molasses, what thick?
Thick molasses.
So
is that what?
Molasses, what thick?
Molasses is thick.
Well, is there any difference in like how sweet it is, the molasses and the syrup? Is there any difference there, or is it the same thing?
No, I know it isn't the same thing, but it is used for about the same thing. And there are some people who don't want anything but molasses on their pancakes, and some who don't want anything but other kinds of syrup.
Well, you know, if people like syrup, you know, syrup connoisseurs, you know, you might serve them some maple syrup, and they'd say, well, I don't want this imitation maple syrup. I only eat
pure maple.
Or gin.
Huh?
Or gin. I only want gin.
Genuine. Oh, okay.
And when you were a child, how did they sell sugar?
It's always been packaged, as long as I can remember.
Did you ever hear about it? Unpackaged, like in, well, how would you say that was? You'd be buying sugar in
book, I guess, but I never heard. Don't know about that.
Well, do you put anything sweet on your toast, your breakfast?
Maybe jelly or preserves.
What other what kind of seasonings do you keep on your table all the time?
Salt and pepper.
And if there's a bowl of fruit sitting on that table right there, and I want to.